with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He wants to take them one at a time. House Speaker Mike Johnson planning to hold separate votes this week on aid for Israel, aid for Ukraine, and for Taiwan, instead of having it all lumped together in one large bill. That's the way it was sent down from the Senate. The judge in former President Trump's New York criminal trial says Mr. Trump must be in court every day. That could keep him from attending his son Barron's high school graduation. He may also miss a key hearing before the nation's highest court.
We're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court.
Mr. Trump is back in court this morning, day two of jury selection. Also at SRNNews.com, EV maker Tesla may be laying off about a tenth of its workforce.
CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,000 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. The New York Times and CNBC reported that Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity. Tesla sales fell sharply last quarter as competition increased worldwide, electric vehicle sales growth slowed, and price cuts failed to draw more buyers. I'm Norman Hall.
The Baltimore Bridge collapse is the subject of an FBI criminal probe focusing on events leading up to the catastrophe. Meanwhile, the body of a fourth construction worker has now been recovered at the scene. Two others remain missing. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 112 points, the Nasdaq down 17. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled Maine legislature has approved a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform sex change operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who seek to help youngsters live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval. Last year, lawmakers approved a bill to allow teens to receive hormones and puberty-blocking drugs without parental consent. This is SRN News. The mystery of the UFO, that's an unidentified falling object, has been solved.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds, used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. But one piece survived. No one on the ground was injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stung by paying billions for settlements and trials, chemical giant Bayer has been lobbying lawmakers in three states to pass bills providing it a legal shield from lawsuits that claim its weed killer Roundup causes cancer. More details at SRNNews.com.